Good morning. Good to have you along with us. Today's program originally set to air June 16th and 17th, year of our Lord 2024. We're going to be in the Gospel of Mark. We're going to start over again today in verse 23 and see if we can make a little progress today in our study in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. Been talking about the last few weeks. We've, according to National Day today, June 16th is National Fudge Day. Interestingly enough, June 17th is Eat Your Vegetables Day. When I read that, I thought, well, I guess if we'd cover our vegetables in chocolate, it might make it a little easier to go down and take care of 2 days at once. I know what some of you are thinking, but there are people who like chocolate-covered strawberries. Now, of course, obviously, today, if it is Sunday, June 16th, is Father's Day. But June 16th kind of steals the show today in another way. It is the anniversary date of Valentina Tereshkova, first woman in space, June 16th, 1963. She was a Russian woman, and she was on board the Vostok 6 spacecraft. Maybe more about that in a few moments. In Mark chapter 10, in verse 17, and I'm not going to reread this, there was a rich young man who came to Jesus and wanted to know what he needed to do to have eternal life. Jesus spoke to him. Mark records that Jesus loved him. And at the end of the discussion said, you need to go sell what you have and give it to the poor. And the young man said nothing and left. And then in verse 23, we pick up the story. It says, and Jesus looked round about and saith unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? I say, they are trusting in their wealth more than in God. And the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure. In other words, they were amazed. They said, whoa, wait a minute. This is not good. Saying among themselves, in other words, they weren't even saying this to Jesus. He heard them say it. Who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Now, some of you may be thinking, well, now, Neil, this is what we read last week, and you're right. And I think it's worth doing at least twice before we move on. We're going to look at a little different aspect of it today, if you will. Now, as I read this verse about a camel going through the eye of a needle, I think about that really up until my early 40s, I could put a piece of string through an eye of a needle. I mean, I could look at a needle with my eye without any glasses. I could take a piece of string, and I'm not going to say I could just shoot it through there like throwing darts, but I might have to wet the end of that thread or whatever. And, you know, I would occasionally sew it well. Back years ago, would actually sew up my clothes a little bit, this type of thing. Occasionally still maybe reattach a button. I didn't say I did that good of a job of it, but I can get it by till I can get it back to the cleaners. Now, I could do that. Somewhere in my mid-40s, I began to lose the ability to do that. I couldn't see that eye of that needle anymore. Now, with glasses, I can see the eye of that needle, but that's much more difficult than it used to be. It's not impossible. I have found that they make little tools that help you to do this type stuff. I am at the age that I'm beginning to understand why it's amazing that some people are so productive later in years. when you deal with the fact that maybe your fingers don't work as well. Pain here and there, and of course, like I said, the loss of eyesight, this type of thing. All these things begin to hamper you and to discourage you, to be quite honest about it. Jesus says it's easier for a camel to go through that eye of a needle. And I know we mentioned this last week. I don't know. And actually, speaking of National Day, I guess sometimes I need to fact check them a little better, because they said June 11th was the day of the beginning of the Battle of Normandy. And I realized later that it was actually probably June the 6th, though maybe the day was different or whatever. It was D-Day and actually maybe the taking of Normandy or whatever the case was. I don't know. I have been told off and on for years that there was a place near where Jesus was at that in order for a camel to enter into the city, they had to take their burdens off and get down on their knees and crawl through this hole. I don't know whether that's true or not. I've heard some speakers say it was, some say it wasn't. I do get the symbolism that we must allow our burdens to go. We must humble ourselves. Getting down on our knees is not a bad thing before the Lord. And we must come to Him. And so I get that. It's not impossible with God, with man. And this is what Jesus says in verse 27, with men it is impossible, but not with God. God can make the camel so small he can go through the eye of the needle, or God could make the needle so large that the camel might not even know when he passed through. But you know, as I read this verse this week, or as I thought about it from last week until now, I thought, well, you know, what other things can we think about when we think about possibilities with God? Here again, this is the state motto of the state of Ohio. Something that people hear, maybe not in Arkansas every day, but maybe something we should think about. Now, here again, I want to emphasize this. This is talking about rich people. This is talking about people who have trusted in riches going into heaven. But what are some other things that we might think about? I came across a story in the last few weeks about a woman named Kathy Lee Gifford. Now, most of you have probably heard of Kathy Lee Gifford. She was wife of Frank Gifford, who was an NFL quarterback. She was a daytime talk show host, if you will. She's, you know, got a certain amount of notoriety. I have seen some bad headlines about her, but I don't know whether that's true or not. Because in the article that I read about her, she expressed her faith in Christ, but not just her faith in Christ. There was a very interesting story about an interaction between she and a fellow by the name of Howard Stern. Now, according to what I have read about Miss Gifford, she does have on her page, her Instagram or whatever, she describes herself as an imperfect follower of Jesus. Now, I think I could go along with that for myself, to be honest about it. But back to the story of her and Stern. Of course, if you know much about Howard Stern, he's what you call a shock jock. He's somebody that just says things for the shock value and this type of thing. And he's really a pretty profane human being, and I think he'd probably describe himself that way. He said some bad things about Miss Gifford years ago, encouraged people who listened to his program to boo her when she sang the national anthem at a large event. I believe it was maybe even at a Super Bowl. Years later, and by the way, Miss Gifford said, I don't know why he's doing these things. He doesn't know me. I don't know him. Years later, she had the opportunity to meet Mr. Stern. There were people who did their best to keep that from happening. They knew they would be in the same building. And so the leadership told the people who were going to be around Miss Gifford, don't let her go anywhere near Stern. Basically, words to that effect. She found out he was there. She got up out of her hair and makeup chair and went and told Mr. Stern, I want you to know that I wish you the best in the new show that you're doing. She turned around, she went back to where she was to be to finish her hair and makeup. She said, the girls that were doing my hair and makeup said, why'd you do that? She said, God told me to. She said, later on, I believe it was later that day, she got a voicemail, got a call from a number that had no ID, so she didn't answer it. It went to voicemail. And it was Mr. Stern apologizing to her for the way he had treated her over the years. She said, a few moments later, she got another call with no caller ID. She said, I knew this time it would be him. She said, so I answered the phone. And he basically said, you know, how could you be so nice to me? I want you to forgive me. She said, I forgave you 30 years ago. She said, and I have been praying for you every day since. Now, you can say what you want to about what God told Kathy Lee Gifford that day, but Jesus said what? Pray for your enemies. And here again, this is a case where the man had no reason to be her enemy. He didn't know her. Kathy Lee Gifford said, God can do anything. God can change anybody. Now, I'm not telling you that Mr. Stern has come to faith in Christ, but he has reconciled with Miss Gifford. Maybe you've got someone in your life that you need to reconcile with. Maybe you're the one that needs to reach out. Today being Father's Day, I'm going to tell you something, folks. One of the relationships I'm most thankful for in my life is my relationship with my father. I do not understand why some people seem to glorify not having a good relationship with their father. The Bible says to honor our parents. We live in a generation today where that's getting less popular to do. Kids are looking for reasons. They're looking for excuses. And so many times, and I've said this years ago, many times the problem with children is, well, they just hadn't lived long enough to sin and understand what it means to be forgiven. You say, Neil, you said something about Tarish Kaba coming back up. Well, you know, in 2024, we don't think anything about saying a woman went to space. In 1924, that would have been impossible. Fact of business is, in 1954, there's a lot of people never thought it would happen. 9 years later, it did. And I know there are people today that don't believe we've been to the moon, and that's your business. I think we have. And I know there are people on the International Space Station even as we speak. All these things are possible. You've got someone in your life that you don't think you can ever talk to again. Maybe you can. Running out of time, but I'm going to tell you, in the last couple of weeks, I've talked to people that had some pretty tough situations, and one of the things I told them to do was pray about it. One of them, I could tell by their reaction, probably hadn't. You know, you might be amazed what can happen when you pray. Especially when you pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul. The Bible says in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening this morning. Lord willing, we'll be back next week. God bless you. God bless America. God bless Israel. And happy Father's Day today.